The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. If you were listening earlier in the program, I read to you an absolutely outrageously incorrect headline from the Cleveland Plain Dealer about the Religious Students Religious Freedom Act or something. I don't know. If you were listening earlier, the Ohio House has passed a piece of legislation that protects students. Yeah, here it is. Okay. It is called the Student Religious Liberties Act. The Student Religious Liberties Act, all right? It has passed the House of Representatives. And it ensures that kids of all faith cannot be discriminated against in public schools for the free exercise of their religion. And I read to you the Cleveland Plain Dealer headline. You remember? If you were listening, let me read it to you again. This is from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Ohio lawmakers clear bill allowing students to turn in inaccurate work in the name of religion. Second anti-science bill in a week. And I shared with you that Aaron Baer, president of Citizens for Community Values, contacted the reporter who wrote the story and made up the headline and admitted that she had not read the legislation but listened to a spokesperson from the Ohio Democrat Party. She admitted that. She admitted that the content of the headline was actually given to her by the Ohio Democratic Party. And by the way, they corrected the headline. During that last break, I had my Twitter feed up, and WSYX, which is Channel 6 and Channel 28, right here in Columbus, Ohio. Here is the headline from just a few minutes ago. Ohio House passes bill allowing student answers to be scientifically wrong due to religion. Talk about biased, inaccurate, fake news. That is so untrue. Oh, my goodness. Channel 6 and Channel 28. And I got to say this. Channel 6 and Channel 28 have become a joke concerning their news operation. Just and sad. And it's really, really sad. Ohio House passes bill allowing student answers to be scientifically wrong due to religion. It's a tiny little short article, and it does not give the text of the legislation, the meat of the legislation, nothing. Oh, my goodness. That is disgusting. And yes, I have already, quickly, during that last commercial break, I have personally reached out to the news folks there at ABC6. They should be ashamed of themselves. They're reporting talking points from the Democrat Party. That's all it is, talking points. Wow. All right, let's go to the phones, and we're going to go to Lynchburg, Ohio, and talk to Jamie. Hey, Jamie, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
You know, I think I've asked you before, where is Lynchburg? I've driven through it, but where is Lynchburg, Ohio?
It's about 16 miles south of Wilmington.
So it's south.
Yeah.
Ah, see, I like thought it was down. North of Columbus.
No, it's below Wilmington. It's like about 2 or 3 miles from where Route 50 is. It goes up to 134.
Okay. All right. All right. But, close to Hillsboro?
Yeah, Hillsboro is east of Lynchburg.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's on your mind?
I was calling you when everybody was talking about that shooting and stuff out in California with that boy and stuff.
Yeah.
I read a book, it's called Glow Kids, and it speaks a lot about kids playing games, about screen time when they're on the internet and on their phones and laptops. And
yeah.
It even goes into where there was a military guy that had gotten 80% of his body burnt, and they put some kind of a game system on him that actually cut his pain level down better than all the medications they was giving him.
Huh.
I mean, it's unbelievable exactly what some of these games and stuff can actually do to your mind. But
yeah.
I just thought maybe it might be, yeah.
Whoops, we're losing you,
like
Jamie.
That's called Glow Kids.
Glow Kids, G-L-O-W?
Yeah, I think you'd really like that. And it also talks about some of these kids like the Sandy Hook boy that went and killed kids there. They got a story in there about that and about what they've uncovered about him. And
yeah.
Like I said, I think it's really interesting if anybody wants to read something what the computers and all this, these games are actually doing to the kids. I can't remember who was that wrote the book, but I'm sure if you look up Glow Kids on the internet.
I will check it out. Well, they discovered that the kid who did the Sandy Hook massacre spent anywhere from 8 to 12 hours every single day in the basement of his mother's house playing violent video games. He was addicted. He was obsessed with violence through the video games.
Anybody out there, I'm really saying, if you got kids and stuff, read that. It will change your mind because it changed me and my wife's mind on a lot of things with my daughter. So I really, really encourage people to read it.
All right.
Really do.
Glow Kids. G-L-O-W Kids. Glow Kids.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie.
That's all I had, and I appreciate taking the call.
My pleasure, my honor to have you on the program. Thanks so much. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless
all right.
you. Thanks.
All right. Again, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I sent that article from our local Channel 6 TV station about the religious. It's the Student Religious Liberties Act. I sent it to Aaron Baer and asked him if he had seen, because he was the one that alerted me to the horribly incorrect headline up at the Cleveland Plain Dealer. And it's interesting that our own local Channel 6 TV station has almost the identical headline. Now, the writer of the article up in Cleveland admitted she got her information not by reading the legislation, but from a Democratic spokesperson. Mm-hmm. And our local TV station has almost the exact same headline. Anyway, I sent it to Aaron, and he just sent me an email, and he said, "This is unreal. Have been playing whack-a-mole on these lies all day. The media has no shame. No wonder no one trusts them." Well, Aaron Baer, I agree with you. Hey, I need to take the final break. I knew whether I was going to get into the impeachment thing or not. But I made reference yesterday to questioning by a Democratic representative. Mike Quigley, Democrat from Illinois. You absolutely, positively have to hear the audio of his testimony yesterday. You have to hear it.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I listened to a good portion of the impeachment hearing yesterday, as much as I could, because these hearings are going to impact our country. And I do a talk show. And I didn't know other people would be calling me and asking me and so forth. So, honestly, I felt a responsibility to at least know what was going on and to listen to as much as I could. And I did. And I think I heard personally the most bizarre thing I have ever heard in congressional testimony. Now, it's almost as bizarre as the Democratic representative, and I should have looked it up, who actually in a congressional hearing asked a military man, one of our military leaders, I don't remember who it was, but it was a 3-, 4-, 5-star general or whatever, and they were talking about Guam, the island of Guam. If you don't believe this, check it out for yourself. It'll be easy to find on the internet. It'll be easy to find. A Democratic representative was questioning this military official, and he said, I'm a little afraid that we get too many people on one side of the island that it will tip over. I'm not making that up. A U.S. congressman actually asked, if we get too many people on one side of the island, do you think it'll... Oh, my goodness. Well, this maybe isn't quite as bizarre, but it's close. Representative Mike Quigley, Democrat from Illinois, took umbrage with Jim Jordan, our Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, got both of the key witnesses yesterday to testify that all of their information, every bit of it, was hearsay. Not one single thing that they testified to was firsthand knowledge. All of it was hearsay. And another congressman, I don't remember who it was, I don't know whether it was Nunez or somebody else, said, you know, of course, this could not be admitted in court. Well, that ticked off Representative Mike Quigley, and he actually said this. Listen carefully to his testimony yesterday. Mike Quigley, Democrat from Illinois.
And if... I guess to close, primer on hearsay, I think the American public needs to be reminded that countless people have been convicted on hearsay because the courts have routinely allowed and created needed exceptions to hearsay. Hearsay can be much better evidence than direct, as we have learned in painful instances, and it's certainly valid in this instance.
Well, gentlemen, yield, because none of those exceptions would apply to this testimony.
How did the people of Illinois elect this guy? I mean, no, I'm being serious. I'm not being facetious. How did this guy get elected? Hearsay evidence is not admissible in court. It is not. He's not talking about hearsay evidence. And he actually said, with millions of people watching on TV, countless people have been convicted on hearsay because, I'm quoting what you just heard, because the courts have routinely allowed and created needed exceptions to hearsay. And then he went on to say, hearsay, and again I'm quoting, hearsay can be much better evidence than direct, and it's certainly valid in this instance. We're talking about the impeachment of the President of the United States, and he is saying that someone saying, I heard that someone said that they heard from someone else, that they heard from some of the testimony yesterday was fourth hand. Some of it was fourth hand. I heard that a friend heard that a friend, that an associate heard. It was handed down four times. Some of the testimony was fourth hand. Some of it was second hand. Some of it was third hand. Some of it was fourth hand. And this Democratic representative from Illinois says hearsay can be much better evidence than direct, and it's certainly valid in this instance. So in other words, what someone said that somebody else said that someone else heard is more valid than someone who was actually present. And, my goodness. And CNN today is reporting that these witnesses were Donald Trump's worst nightmares. Oh, my goodness. Just wow. Hey, let me end the program on a positive note. Many of you have been to the Creation Museum. Well, you need to go back. Yeah, the Creation Museum is now 12 years old. It's hard to believe. It's been there for 12 years. And they have decided they needed to update. And so they have built on a 75,000 square foot space with, quote, striking new exhibits and videos. Also, a state-of-the-art 4D theater built for about $1 million has been opened as a part of the museum's massive upgrade. They've spent $1 million upgrading the 4D theater. They've updated other exhibits to the tune of $2 million. They've added 75,000 square foot of space. They have remodeled several areas of the museum that were what called choke points, places where the crowds would get kind of crowded. Lots and lots of additions and updates at the Creation Museum. So if you have not been there recently, you need to go back. They're doing phenomenal work there at the Creation Museum at the Ark Encounter. They're having the best year ever at the Creation Museum. Many, many, many experts said, in about 5 years, it'll close up because nobody will go. They're experiencing the best year they have ever had. The Ark Encounter is exceeding all of their projections and expectations, and they're close. They're close. We need to support them. If you haven't been there recently, take your kids, take your grandkids, and head down to the Cincinnati area. The museum is not far from the airport down in Cincinnati. The Ark is about 45 minutes south, right down I-75. Straight down. You can, in fact, headed south, you can actually see the Ark from the freeway. Coming back north, you can't. But anyway, visit them. Hey, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it so very much. Have a great, great evening. But wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.